Yirmiyah Perek Mem Dalet Pasuk Aleph. So the remnants of the Anshei Yehuda are now being led by some very questionable people who seem to lack a sense of vision, certainly a sense of moral obedience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the kind of thing that can happen after you've had a generation completely wiped out by the terrors of the Churban, by Gedaliah's assassination by other Jews. Anybody with any real sense of leadership potential has been removed from the scene. And what that leaves us with are people who are just interested in saving their own skin, running away to Egypt against the express commandment and pleas of God and Yirmiyahu to the people. So again, although he is in Chutz Laretz, Yirmiyahu is still a recipient of Nevuah from Hashem. And this is the word that came to Yirmiyah that he was supposed to express to all of the Yehudim. And again, that's not necessarily a compliment. We think of ourselves as Yehudim now, as Jews, as we call ourselves, Judahites. But these are the people from the land of Yehuda who abandoned the land of Yehuda, who scorned the land of Yehuda, who ran away to now live in Egypt. Ayoshvim b'migdol v'sach panches uvenov. Dwelling in the great cities that where once we had been slaves. In the Migdol and Tachpan Ches and Nof with Eretz Pasros and the land of Pasros, saying, and the word Hadavar, the man always points out, is a preface to harsh prophecies. Vayihi is tragedy. Hadavar is harshness. Go Amar Hashem Tzavakos Olakei Yisrael. This is what God of Israel, still the Lord of Israel, but it's interesting, this is Elokei Yisrael, not Elokei Yehuda. These people are not accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu as their God. He's Elokei Yisrael, ironically, the name of the kingdom of the 10 tribes, which abandoned God even earlier. But he's still Elokei Yisrael of the originator of that name Yisrael, of Yaakov Avinu, the patriarch of all of us, still in there somewhere in the DNA, but buried under layers upon layers of Avodah Zarah and scorn and abandonment. Atemri Yisem, Eis Kol Hora'o Asher Heves Yal Yerushalayim. You specifically, you people from Yehuda, you people who ran from Yerushalayim to survive yourselves, you saw all of the evil that I brought upon Yerushalayim. Yal Kol Arei Yehuda, and all the cities of Yehuda in general. V'hinam Chorbo Hayom Hazet. And all of them are today desolate, destroyed, Vein Bahem Yoshev, not a single person lives there. So the refugees know this. They saw it with their own eyes. They know about how terribly depressed and beaten down the refugees from Eretz Yehuda are. And why? Gimel Lipnei Ra'asam. And this is the hard part. Taking responsibility for the wickedness that was poured upon them because of their own wickedness. Because of their evils. Asher asu lahachiseni, which they did to anger me. Lalechas lekater la'avod le'lohim acherim. To go and bring incense, burn incense, and worship other gods. And that's a very key point, because that's going to come up later in this parak, which really I consider to be one of the most tragic in all of Jewish history in some ways. That piling mistake upon mistake, we double down and continue to recommit to a path that we know led to our own destruction. We'll see later in the parak. Asher lo yuda'um, that you did not know them. Heimo atem va'avoseichem. Neither they nor their fathers ever knew these gods. So, this is worshipping sometimes invisible gods. Forms of idolatry that include angels, forces of nature. This isn't talking about a Pesel and a Getchka. But even the imaginary gods of all of these nations, you're trying to be spiritual, but you're being spiritual in the wrong direction. What are you doing? You did this to yourselves with the Baal, with the Asherah, with all of the, those are concrete. And then with all the gods. And now in Egypt, Rabbi Breuer suggests that the Jews that dwelled in Egypt had adopted a policy of self-reliance. They proclaimed their refusal by doing so to look to God alone for a better future. So they subsequently began to worship the gods in Egypt as well, and adopted the ways of their new surroundings, to accept Egypt as their second home And so they drifted inevitably to their doom. And the prophet was to address words of warning to them one last time before falling silent forever. Yet another tragedy of this parak. This is almost the end of Nevuah as we know it. And the last words are going to be very harsh words. We're going to learn Yechezkel after. But this is rough stuff. Dalad v'ashlach aleichem es kol avodai ha-Nevi'im, and I sent to you all of my servants the Nevi'im. You had the period of Nevuah. You had the glory days of the Nevi'im coming to you with the word of God sent directly. Hashkem v'shaloach le'mor. Day and night, early and late. We've had that phrase many times. Saying, al nosa asu es devar ha-toevo ha-zos asher sonesi. Please do not do this abomination, which I hate. So he's imploring them now. And Yirmiyahu, who is giving them his valedictory speech, think about Moshe's valedictory speech, all of Sefer Devarim. There were some harsh words, but there were some incredible words. But here, there's nothing but harshness. And this is at a time after we've been through the worst. And yet, our continued behavior shows that we have learned nothing. Hey, velo shamu, velo hitu es aznam. You didn't listen, you didn't incline your ears, you didn't pay attention. La shuv me ra asam, to do tshuva, to turn back from their wicked ways. Levilti kater le'lohim acherim. A simple request, stop burning incense to other gods, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, we can't seem to get that into our thick skulls. We don't repent of our past sins, the Malbim says, and we don't stop doing future idolatrous practices. So both past and future, we are committed to a course that will end only in our own destruction.